I'm Susan Young. I'm chair of the KPFT local station board. This is the August 9th, 2023 board meeting. We are starting at 7:07. Let me just make a quick mention. A number of people who are on the board or who are members of the public on this call, please do not mention whether you are campaign, whether you are running for the 2023 delegates campaign, and don't talk about any of your campaign promises or whatever. We do not want anyone to run afoul of a fair campaign violation. Ted, I'll come back to you after we've called the roll. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay, Teresa Allen.
Present.
David Britton. Lillian Kerr. Oh, you want to do the
excused absences? Yeah. The excused absence requests are Lillian Kerr, Frank Pratka, Bob Locander, and Sister Mama Sonia. Is there any objection to recognizing those as excused absences?
No.
No.
Hearing none, we'll go ahead and recognize those. Will the secretary go, redo the roll? Thank you.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
David Britton. Adriana Casanave. Adriana. Joseph Davis. Henry Faust.
Here.
Thank you. Robert Gardner. Robert. Wally James.
Here.
There he is. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
The hat. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
You here?
Present.
Good deal. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Indeed I am.
There he is. Nancy Sabar and Tar, Nancy, you know your name, Nancy. Are you here? It's hard to talk without teeth.
Present. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You sound.
Is that
as,
Nancy?
You sound as bad
yes,
as me.
Present.
Okay, great. Got it.
Jane yes. Scheidler.
Scheidler is present.
Scheidler present. Thank you. Deb Shafto. Bill Stone, are you here?
Yeah. Sorry.
He said he might be late. Is he here yet? No. Richard Giselle here. Sandy Weinman.
Is here.
Here, Ted High School. You're here, aren't you, Ted? Wave your hand, Ted.
You're muted. Ted, you're muted.
Oops. Okay, I see you up there, Ted. Venetia Williams.
I think let him
here.
Speak.
I want to make sure the technology is working. I hope I'm heard, but I have been. It has shifted muted to muted without me.
We hear you. We hear you, Ted.
We hear you, Ted. We can't.
Egberto,
okay, keep going.
Egberto Willis.
Did you mark me?
Venetia.
I got here. You. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Venetia, I guess you. Egberto Willis. Susan Young.
Here.
Madam
okay.
Chair, you have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Okay, Ted, you have your hand up.
I have a point of order.
What's that? What is your point of order, Ted?
I raise a point of order to address two violations of the Pacifica bylaws and call for a two-week postponement of tonight's meeting. I've sent the text of this to the board. I wish it to be in the minutes. Our bylaws call for holding LSB meetings in a facility. Zoom is not a facility. thus the first reason for my point of order. A second violation has been the failure to provide proper notice of these meetings. Another reason for my point of order. Below, I attach the relevant sections of the bylaws.
Okay, so I'm going to rule your points of order out of order. The standard of having Zoom meetings has been well established nationwide and for Pacific and for us. And the board voted very recently, we can find you the vote, to continue in Zoom. And that has really become the national standard. Ted, I assume you want to object. You want to object to my ruling.
I appeal from the decision, Chair.
Decision of the chair. Okay. Is there anyone who wishes to speak to support Ted? Is there anyone who wishes to speak against Ted? Okay, so we will, Mr. Secretary, we will take the vote. If you vote yes.
I just joined the meeting.
Okay, Mom.
Hi, Robert.
I got you.
I might speak for Ted if I know. Is this the motion to postpone the meeting?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So, Robert, would you like to speak to that?
Well, I was given the details of his argument earlier today, and I concur with those. And no 10-day notice, things like that. Makes sense to me. It's in the bylaws.
Okay, Robert, I would just make a comment. We have 10 days notice because the entire schedule is published for the year, so we have more than 10 days notice. Thank you for your statement. We will go ahead and vote. Miss, if you vote yes.
Point of order. Another point of order.
Of course.
Well, we're dealing with these first, Ted.
Can you
we're
please?
We're dealing with these first. We'll come back to another. Nisi, may I ask everybody to not talk? Ted, we will come back to your next point of order. All right. We're going to vote on this. So if you vote yes, you're supporting the ruling of the chair. Finding Ted's point of order to not have merit.
Point of order, information, Adriana.
Point of vote.
So Adriana has joined, and yes. I believe that there are questions from Nancy and Adriana. Nancy?
Mine is a point of order. The bylaws clearly state the meeting should be announced four times in prime time, at least 1 week before the meeting. And I would really, the same thing happened last month. I did not hear any.
Point of order. This is duplicative of the prior point. It's merely for delay.
Were you given the floor? I don't remember.
Let me ask you do not talk unless you're recognized by the chair. Okay, Nancy, finish what you're going to say. Okay, Nancy finished what she's going to say. Adriana? Adriana, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yes, I'm sorry. I just came into the meeting. I want to know, can somebody repeat the point of order?
I would really encourage people to arrive on time because Ted has already told his point of order. Now, please, Adriana, Ted already described his point of order to us all while we were on the call. He also sent it in advance of the meeting. He has spoken in favor of his point of order. So has Robert. So has Nancy. I ruled against it as basically having been decided. We are now voting. If you vote yes, you are supporting the ruling of the chair, finding that the point of order did not have merit. If you vote no, you are supporting the challenge, the point of order by Ted. Mr. Secretary, take the roll.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Yes. David Britton. Adriana Cousinade. Adriana. Joseph Davis. Henry Faust.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. Robert Gardner. Robert.
I vote no, and one no. can't predict okay. when Wally, they get on the internet if they're going to arrive on time. So that's a feeble argument.
Robert, you've not been recognized by the chair. This is a vote. Go ahead,
Wally,
Richard.
Wally James.
Here.
Wally James. How do you vote, Wally?
Here. Oh, I vote yes.
Thank you. Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Yes. McPherson.
Yes.
Yes. Savara Naratomi. Nancy. Scheidler.
Yes.
Who is that? Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Shafto is not here yet. Stone, are you here? Bill? Uzel, yes. Sandy Weinman?
Abstain.
Ted Weiskel?
No.
Williams?
Yes. Yes.
Willis? Not here yet. Young?
Yes.
This is Nancy. Does anybody hear me?
No, we couldn't hear you, Nancy. Do you have your vote?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit confused. Ted made a point of order and you made a ruling on it?
Yes, and that was before you got on the call.
No, it wasn't. I heard him.
And then you restated it.
And I restated it, and we are now the vote. Are you voting to vote? And if you vote yes, you are sustaining my finding the point of order to not have merit.
Lord. Bylaw does not have merit.
If you vote no, you're voting to support Ted.
Okay, the vote is 10 to 2.
I support the bylaws. I vote no.
Okay, 10 to 3.
Great.
And one abstention. 10-3-1.
Okay. Ted, did you have another point of order?
Is that my point? My vote?
No, you didn't speak up. What is it? It's too late, really. What is it?
Well, actually, no. Go ahead and accept the vote. Adriana, what's your vote?
He has to do it. Okay.
You need to come back if you don't hear somebody.
Hey, it's 10-4-1.
Yeah.
Okay, Ted, did you have another point of order?
Yeah, my point of order was that you did not properly handle the appeal from the decision of the chair, which allows you to speak first or second and last, and for everyone else to be given one opportunity to speak. Well, you gave me an opportunity to speak on my point of order. You did not allow me to speak on my appeal from the chair.
Sorry, we're moving on. We're moving on, Ted. We have given enough time to this as it is. Richard? Okay, so the next item is a agenda approval.
Move approval.
Who moved approval?
Captain.
I did.
Okay, is there a second? Who seconded?
Second.
Scheidler, second.
Okay, great. Are there any motions to amend? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay, minutes.
I'd like to move the minutes from July the 12th, 2023.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any objection? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Let me bring something to everybody's attention. Sorry for having gotten caught up in the points of order calamities. I have invited, we have had some very serious problems, financial problems at Pacifica. Stephanie Wells, our executive director, gave a major report in open session on the National Finance Committee last night. I have invited her to join us when she is able to come from another meeting to give us a briefing. I would like a motion, I think it takes two-thirds, to afford her time in our agenda at such time that she is available. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? That's approved. Okay. Moving on, staff recognitions.
I'll go.
I'd like to do some staff recognitions. Okay. Mac, I think you had something.
All of them. I'm serious. All of them. The station has never, everybody's got all the technology together and, you know, the new board and everything. And it just sounds great. If you're a listener, you gotta be pleased.
You mean radio?
I would like
an actual
Scheidler on the stack.
Scheidler, go for it.
I want to say two things. I want to, as always, acknowledge Sandy for his leadership and focusing on fundraising, which, as we all know, is critical. It really is. It's not only job one, it's job two, three, and four. And not only keeping the station on the air and keeping it lively, but really focusing on making money. And second, with all due respect, I'd like to acknowledge Otis McClay because, you know, he's up there. And I know in the middle of the night when things go wrong, he's right there with the plug, you know, turn it off and turn it back on again. So that's that. Hooray for Otis.
Hooray for Otis. Okay. I think Teresa, you're the next one with your hands up.
I also want to thank Otis because I had some technical questions earlier this week. One was like converting minutes to PDF and he was very helpful. I also want to thank Wally James. I heard a show that Wally did a couple weeks ago. It was an interview with Tom Hartman, and I said to Tom, I said, you know, I'll donate if you can get that book that this guy was talking about. I didn't even recognize Tom Hartman, but the subject matter was very interesting, very good interview that I would recommend to a lot of people. And he's going to be actually playing that, airing that tomorrow night. So you might want to tune into Wally's show, but he did acquire, that book for premiums. And I think that's wonderful because that's very proactive and that's following up on what listeners recommend. So I thank you very much for that. Also want to thank Robin Lewis who helped get, call lists for teams of donors. And in the last, I guess in 10 days, we made about $4,000 at least. I don't think we're counting all of the money. Some people, when you call them, they don't want to give out their credit card information. So they say, oh, I'll go online and give. So usually that day or the next day or a couple days following, they give money. And that's really wonderful that, you know, we get a chance to meet these listeners. They appreciate the call, and I've heard some really interesting stories of how people have interacted with the station through the years, and thank you very much, Robin, for making that happen.
Anissa, I'm not going to recognize you. You have the opportunity to speak in public comment. Okay. I'd like to add that I had an aha moment. I switched from public affairs, which I get discouraged about, to HD2. And it was the most wonderful music on. I'm sorry for not knowing who the programmers were, but it was all Latin American, for instance, Afro-Cuban. Wow. Fabulous. I've been to Cuba. Didn't hear anything better. than what I heard on HD2. So I think that this is a show we should be taking nationwide. Are there more comments for staff recognition? Seeing none, I think we've got the IGM report. And Sandy, you got a lot to tell us.
Thank you. Well, the first thing I need to tell you is that tomorrow morning, our summer sizzle starts. Fun drive, $75,000 is the goal. When I last looked, we had about $12,500 collected between rollover pledges and the pledges that have come in the first part of August. So we're off to a good start, but I want to remind everybody on the board, all our guests today, that we're all in this together. So please do your part as well. It is essential. We make our goal of $75,000. So other big news to share with you. I'm going to read highlights of the report. Next Tuesday, both Egberto, Politics Done Right, and Steve Hunter, UTalk, will be live and remote from the Black Hole Coffee Shop. Howard Reynolds and his science projects are off and running. So that ought to be exciting and it ought to be different. So the Black Hole Coffee Shop, I don't have an address for you, but that's the name of it. And if there are two of them, I'd be very surprised. So look that up.
Maybe Sandy, go on if I can comment,
get a visit. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Black Hole is one of my favorite places. It's on Graustark, and it is just north of where Graustark crosses the freeway. It's got great stuff. It's very funky, and the Black Hole refers to that wonderful sci-fi movie.
Okay, well, Black Coffee, Black Hole. Anyway, they'll be there, and they're doing this live. That's our first shows that have been done live remote. Of course, we did a remote from the Watermelon Festival, so this technology that we have, we're putting it to full use. And as we begin to develop this, we'll be out into the community with KPFT instead of over a cell phone or device or the old FM radio. Also, today we did our first live show, I think, since Mo was here. I want to thank Mo, by the way. He was here on Monday, flew in the morning, did some work in the studio, and got home at 4 a.m. the next day back to Delaware. So a long day for Mo, and he did us a lot of good. The vegan show with Ocean and Patrick Hoyt went live today from that studio. So Susan, not only will you hear good music on HD2 that might be brought in from somewhere, who knows? Marlo's done wonders with that schedule. I'd have to go look and see what you listened to today. But also live broadcast. So we're really making good strides. I want to thank Marlo Blue for all the great work she's doing and continuing to file the FCC paperwork and make it even easier. If you look at our website, you will see coming next and a big description of a lot of the public affairs shows. So you can see the written description before they air. These features are not just Marlo encouraging the input of the data. It's Otis who's making it happen on the website. So thanks to both of them. Good stuff. We're offering memory bricks again this time. If any of you are interested in engraving a brick or tell others it might be, $25 a month sustainer gets you a 4x8 brick. A $50 a month sustainer gets you an 8x8 brick. And of course, you can write all kinds of great things on there. I have some amusing stories, but I can't tell them here. In terms of outreach this last month, it was actually quite active. We had the Watermelon Dance and Summer Social that brought in $1,200. And then Converge with Nico, which is on Friday night at 11 o'clock to midnight. Nico's very enthusiastic about what he's doing. He's doing electronic dance, and it's a very, very well put together show and full of all kinds of great crackling energy. Anyway, he went out and did a benefit. He did this on his own. He didn't ask us to do a lot of help. In fact, he kind of just did it. And then he brought us a $760 check. Why do I point this out? Because Nico is one of those people that came forward, I guess, about last September and was put on the schedule. And he's been doing his show and a lot of good energy toward his what he's doing, a lot of passion. And now he went out and he did a benefit on his own. And he brought in a $760 check. His goal for the fund drive was $420. Guess what? He almost doubled that with one kind act. And I just want to say thank you, Nico. And thanks to all the other programmers that I know are working on similar events for the future. In terms of the building, still waiting on that AC project for the HD1 studio. I have a volunteer that's going to help us with the electrical work and save us a few hundred dollars. And we've got to round all that up. Programming, we've got that new Saturday morning lineup with Glenna Bell and with Marcus French, Three Chords and the Truth and No Expectations. And Pete Little's Cajun Bandstand has moved back from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. So we made some changes, and I want to welcome those new programmers. And at the same time, unfortunately, we again go through change. Tennyson's tape deck is no longer with us because Lars Hendrington moved to Iowa. So that program disappeared from the schedule. So I want to thank Lars for his years of service, and also to Jill, who of course was on Saturday morning. She's continuing to work with Robin and help out in the back office. And I hope, as her schedule permits, she can one day come back and be on the air with us again. I just saw the numbers for July in terms of listenership. The cume was at 80,700 and the market share was 0.3. Last month was a 0.4 for the very first time. So the last few months are 0.3, 0.3, 0.3, 0.4, 0.3. So we're coming up. Relative to this a year ago, these were 0.1s and 0.2s. So we're making progress incrementally. I also want to mention Susan Darrow and the Night for Guy in terms of outreach. We received a $2,112 check from that event. So thanks for that, Susan, and Matt Harlan and all the other wonderful people that got that event together. Our financial condition, Pacifica's financial condition is not so good. KPFT's is okay. However, this month we had an extraordinary bill. We've already paid our major bills for the month, tower rent, central services, etc. But we also paid $52,000 and no cents to central services so that they could satisfy a health insurance premium for Pacifica. This was a Pacifica bill, not a KPFT bill, to be very clear. And the bill is supposed to be supported by central services entirely. However, only two of the seven business units, KPFT and the affiliates, are paying central services. So five units aren't. And there's a cash shortfall to pay bills. And as a result, if this had not been paid, health insurance would have been canceled. And we have lots and lots of union employees, as it turns out, and the unions were ready and they had already teed up lawsuits that would have happened Monday. The transfer was made on Friday before. So that was the circumstance. And I was asked by the executive director, and I just nodded, okay. So we forestall loss of health insurance for all of 2 months with that generous act and 1 month's worth of operating expenses for KPFT. However, the good news, we have an available imbalance of $139,676 as of Monday. This includes $45,000 of restricted funds for a repeater and for a women's prison in Gatesville, which is out of our signal area and presents logistical challenges to effect. And it's under study by Mo and others to try to make it happen. We're not sure we're going to be able to, in which case the $45,000 will be offered back to the Brown Foundation or repurposed for something else for KPFT. Additionally, there are $25,000 remaining of restricted funds for studio operating expenses and build out. We consume some, we will be consuming the rest. I look at that as really almost unrestricted in terms of what we pay for. Still no credit card balance. It's paid off. And when we suspended the 53 for 53 campaign to start the summer sizzle on August 1st, to date, we had raised a little more than $72,000, and we're hoping to raise 100 in total, and we'll get a sustaining rollover bump for that when we reactivate the program September 1st. So that's working very well. I want to thank Teresa Allen and Augie and everybody else that's been coming in and calling lapsed donors. Part of the money that we've already taken in on the summer sizzle is due to their very, very fine efforts. So thank you, Teresa, and thanks to everybody that comes along with you. Thanks to Debbie Smith and the building committee that have been coming in and doing work for us as well. So with that, if you have any questions, I'll try my best to answer them. And before anything, and you ask about on-air announcements of this meeting, we've been doing this faithfully. And then this month, I talked to Howard before the meeting. This slipped off the radar. I apologize. It should not have happened. It won't happen next month. Trust me. Sorry. Any questions?
Thank you for addressing that. And there, I think Ted's got a question. First off, Ted, you want to say your question on air?
Yeah. What committees other than the unofficial building committee are doing work that benefits the station? Please provide the name of the committees and what they have done.
Well, you know, outreach has been coming to our events and generating interest. That's work for the station, Ted. Finance passed a budget. That's work for the station, I think. And so on. I can go on categorically, but all the people on the board that volunteer and all the people that are on committees that aren't volunteers are generating ideas and activity and in some way benefit the station, Ted.
If I could just mention, the development committee has been incredibly active, and you hear regular reports from Teresa. There are others who are on this call who they have one of the most effective programs in the entire system, and that is regularly calling lapsed donors. And Teresa's report this time was that they'd raised, $4,000 since the beginning of the month. That is real money. That is powerful work.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, when we start this fund drive with $75,000 to go, and you have a running start with over $12,000 in the bank, that's meaningful. That's very meaningful. We're volunteers, Ted. We're going to go on air and ask for money once again. We've got tickets that have been gathered by Susan Darrow. We got a new T-shirt that Robin helped to coordinate, again, with Jill's help. She did the design. You know, the gears turn behind all of this. And as they turn, a lot of people are involved, and they're very busy and consumed with it. And to make the inference that not anybody's providing anything is a little harsh. And I don't really agree with your stance on that, or what I believe to be your stance.
Not that he did.
More questions. Other questions from others. Thank you, Sandy. And thank you for addressing,
looks like Nancy might have her hand up, or she's muted. Yep.
Okay, sorry, Nancy. What's your question?
On the HD2, there's a show called Mr. Jefferson, or President Thomas Jefferson. Same episode. Yeah, same episode for several months. And I thought, I don't know, did this show go off the air, or getting new shows? But
it's probably
same
not
exact episode.
Yeah, it just means that they're not updating. This is all a foil of the automation system. We program that to go out to audio port and grab the most recent file. So if the file hasn't been updated out in audio port, it's grabbing the same one every week. And the machine goes round and round. So the solution is we've got to pull the show and replace it. Thank you for noting that.
Yeah, it's been going on for several months. So let's get another show.
Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. Okay. Are there other questions for Sandy? Okay, we're steaming through this agenda. We have a public comment at 8 o'clock. And so perhaps we can get through some of the PNB reports. I would like to suggest that perhaps Teresa start, as, and she's going to be angry with me, particularly about the election. Teresa and I serve on the elections committee.
Okay. Yeah, so I was really not quite expecting this. Thank you very much. Susan, you might have some things that you'd like to add. Well, my Toastmaster skills on extemporaneous speaking should come in handy at this point. We think there were several of us that, that met, with the election supervisor. There's an issue that, paper ballots are very expensive. We have to hire a separate company just to handle our paper ballots. We are in the process of attempting to contact anyone that is a paid up member that should get a ballot who has not given us an email. If we can get their email addresses, then we can save ourselves a lot of money. So hopefully before the ballots go out, we will be contacting them and they will give us email addresses. I don't know whether the election supervisor has given all of the stations directions to do a promo on air, but that would be handy to say, if you are a paid up member and we don't have your email, if you could contact us at X, we'd like to update that because I think it'll save us about $10 per ballot when it comes right down to it, including the postage and the printing and the company that has to manage that. So if you know of a member that perhaps has been a member for a long time and didn't think it was important that they needed to give us an email, if you can encourage them to contact Robin and update that, it would be very helpful. Also, I see we have the forums have started, have been organized, and see, there was something else. Susan, I cannot remember.
So, Teresa, let me ask you to hold for just a minute, mm-hmm. And we can come back to that after. We've got two things. One is that Stephanie can join us now, and the second is that we're coming up on public comment, where we have a time certain of 8 o'clock.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege. Yeah, yes. Adriana is on this meeting and you mentioned listener forums. Adriana, please respond to the emails.
No. Sandy, do not talk about anyone who's running.
Thank you.
Don't talk about, yep. Everyone, there are 11 candidates. Two times have been set up for forums. This Friday, August 11th and next Friday, August 18th. If you have not as yet responded to the GM, to the IGM, please do so. Okay. Can we figure out how to get Stephanie on? Stephanie, where are you? Let's see.
I don't see her.
Okay, I'm going to. I'm asking her what number.
Can Otis see her?
Or Captain Tom?
Can you hear me?
Stephanie, are you there yet?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you. Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, we can now hear you. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Let me, the timing is a little awkward. We'll take you whenever we can get you. At 8 o'clock, our time certain public comment starts. So what we might do is to start your briefing, then figure out if there are people who want to speak from the public and then come back to your briefing when we have gaps in that. Stephanie Wells is the Pacifica Executive Director. She is our CEO. She gave a very important briefing in open session at the National Finance Committee last night. Would you be kind to touch on the highlights?
Sure, of course. Thank you for inviting me to the meeting. I appreciate it. What we're sort of letting everybody know is, in particular, we have for quite a long time, obviously been struggling with some financial concerns and balancing vendors and amounts due and bills and aged payables and those kind of things. And a lot of things are just kind of coming to a head recently. A couple of the last pay period, for example, we were once again short on payroll, and we were short with health benefits as well. We had different stations that stepped up and were able to help offset those payroll shortfalls, and we had other stations as well step up and help cover those health benefit payrolls, the health benefit shortfall as well, and the national office covered any additional costs that we were short with the health benefits for the East Coast staff. We also are trying to secure funds for our ongoing elections that are happening. We had some donors very generously cover the cost of the first installment for our national election supervisor. Another donor that is very generously covering the cost for the Fair Election Campaign Supervisor, and we have other individuals that are covering the cost for our Constant Contact monthly bill and any sort of text messaging services that are going out. We were short of the second payment for the National Election Supervisor, and because the elections were extended shortly, just by a brief amount of time, it was a couple of weeks, the cost for the National Election Supervisor, her time was also extended by a couple of weeks, so that increased that second payment. But the national office was able to cover that as well, and the cost of that was a little over $16,000. The amount of money that we were short for payroll was $20,000, and the amount of money that we were short for health benefits was $60,000. The amount of money that we owe in general for the health benefits for the West Coast employees is $160,000, and we still owe them, obviously we owe them roughly about $90,000 for the health benefits. One of the things that we do look at on a, fairly daily basis is the amount of cash on hand for all of our divisions. We have five stations and then three divisions is how I look at it. The divisions are the archives and the affiliates and the national office. So as of earlier in the week, the amount of cash on hand for all eight of those divisions was $290,000. Our total aged payables for the fiscal year 23 so far is almost 2.1 million. So obviously we have a little bit of a discrepancy between the cash on hand and the amount of aged payables that we have. One of the things that Markeisha and I, who's our business manager, look at also on a regular basis are aged payables of concern. So although we do have a total amount of $2,099,000 in aged payables for this fiscal year, we do take a very close look at certain vendors and certain age payables that we have that are well beyond 120 days past due and also have the possibility of causing a concern if services are canceled or, power turned off, those kind of things. They vary across the network, but our total aged payables of concern are $987,376. So there's a group of probably about 15 or 20 vendors that we are in contact with on a regular basis, just letting them know where we are financially. Many of them, we are trying to negotiate some payment plans and making agreements with a lot of these vendors to guarantee that we do have a plan in place to pay them down. We have not been able to start our audit as of yet. we have everything that is ready to go, and we're keeping our auditing firm abreast of what it, you know, that we're still here and we still want to move forward, but we do not have the funds that are necessary to start the audit. The total audit is $75,800, and in order to begin that process, we would need to give them a down payment of half of that. We have two loans that I'm sure people are aware of. We have an FJC loan that we have paid quite a bit of it down from when the loan was originally received, but we are behind in two of our payments. We were unable to pay an interest payment at the end of March of $65,022, and we were unable to pay the amount that was due for an interest payment on June 30th. I don't know the exact amount of that. We have not received a bill for that amount, but I'm sure it's anywhere between $65,000 to $68,000. The total outstanding for our FJC loan is $2,600,000. We also have an EIDL loan that was received a few years ago as well. That too, we are past due in those payments. We currently owe them roughly $26,200 in past due payments, and the payoff amount of that, the loan was originally $2 million, and the payoff amount is now $2,079,000. One of the things that was a great concern to us recently is that, again, due to non-payment, is that we were informed by our insurance company just the day before yesterday that we, our current insurance policies for Pacifica have been canceled due to non-payment. That is the earthquake insurance in Los Angeles, our equipment insurance for broadcast and studio equipment and our towers, our property and casualty insurance, our general liability insurance, our excess liability, and our media liability. So we are working now with the general managers and the business managers at the stations, and the KPFA right now is kind of spearheading the search for us. And we are looking at the possibility of getting some of this insurance at each local level so we can make sure that we have the coverage that we need. That process may take a while, but we are looking to try to see what we can do to make sure that we have the liability insurance and we keep Pacifica and our buildings and our staff and our volunteers safe when they're inside of our buildings. We are also looking at a potential payroll shortfall again for this pay period. We kind of have to look at this on almost on a every couple of hours basis, based upon how fund drives are doing, what donations might be coming in, and we do keep in contact with the general managers and the directors of the other divisions on a daily basis just to see what how it looks moving forward and projecting out. Are they going to make payroll, not payroll? Are you going to be short with some of your bills? What can we float? What vendors do we need to call? So as of this less than an hour or so ago, we are anticipating that we will be short again for payroll this pay period by approximately $20,000. So we will be implementing what we need to do moving forward before we have to make our payroll deposits on Friday. So with the case of any sort of...
Sorry, Stephanie, let me just a couple of things. One, I think we're going to need to come back to you. I want to ask people, I'm sorry we've got this time certain of 8 o'clock, so I want to be there for people who are a part of public comment. But a quick question. How many of the stations are paying for their own, are self-sustaining in terms of their own operations?
If you take into consideration those stations that are also paying central services to both the archives and the national office, the only station that is paying their bills and central services is KPFT and the archives. I'm sorry, and the affiliates. So as far as the stations, KPFT is the only one that is paying into central services for both the archive central services and the central, the main office central services. And then the affiliate network is paying also their central service fees.
Are there stations that are not able to cover their operating costs just to keep, you know, the people paid and the lights on?
There's quite a few aged payables at each of the stations. KPFA does not have, the affiliate network does not have any aged payables. The archives have very little aged payables, only about maybe $3,000. KPFA does not have any aged payables. KPFT also does not have any significant aged payables. The stations that have the highest amount of aged payables, which again, those aged payables could be things as simple as not being able to pay rent or utilities, is KPFK and WBAI. WPFW has a small amount of aged payables, but it isn't anything that is causing any sort of immediate threat. Whereas at some of the other stations, we have rent issues, power, you know, electric utility concerns.
Okay, so let me stop here. Stephanie, can you stay with us?
Sure.
Stephanie, can you stay with us?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So do we have people, members of the public, and for those of you who have not been with us before, the bylaws require setting aside half an hour at each local station board meeting for comments from the public. These comments are one direction. People from the public make comments to us. We don't enter into a discussion. It's our opportunity to hear what you have to say to us. I see that Anissa has got her hand up. Anissa?
Well, I wanted to let everyone, I wanted to tell everyone to check out Egberto Willie's broadcast for last Sunday when he spoke at the Unitarian Fellowship of Houston. And I saw a lot of KPFT friends there, and I've been hoping that not only can KPFT here speak at the fellowship, but we get more of the community, you know, to come visit us. We're a nice little church, and, you know, if you have a nice Sunday open, come join us.
Lovely.
And are cheers there other for his talk. It was very wonderful.
Thank you very much, Anissa. More? Didn't mean to interrupt you. Are there other members of the public who wish to speak? Okay. I don't see any hands raised at this time. So what I... sorry, Ted's giving me corrections. So what I suggest that we do is why don't we go ahead with questions and answers for Stephanie, and that then will lead us into conversations with our representatives on the national board. Are there questions for Stephanie?
I would like to ask a question.
Go ahead, Teresa.
So, Stephanie, what steps are you taking to get ideas from staff as to how to catch up on some of these bills, especially the insurance?
Well, what we're trying to do is look at any sort of additional reductions that we can do. We're taking a close look at any sort of consultants that we have on staff to try to take a close look as to are they, I know all employees and volunteers obviously are essential to Pacifica and rely on the work of employees and volunteers to get things done. But we're really at a point where we have to take a look at essential and non-essential. And what are the, how many consultants? The consultants are the first step that we're looking at, and we are taking a very close observation as to what they're doing, how many hours are certain consultants working, is there any work that is being done by some consultants where it can be shared by some employees or by volunteers. So we just started that process today at a couple of stations where we are taking, again, a fine-tooth comb and kind of looking at the work that some of these consultants are doing. We are also working on certain campaigns, whether it be a fund drive that, we may be able to schedule on that is on a national level that can help raise some of these costs for insurance. But a lot of the stations also have needs for, KPFK has a lot of tower repairs that need to be done. So we're working on trying to get a capital campaign in place for, for a lot of the tower repairs that they have. There's a lot of structural issues in the building that have to be worked on. I know the air conditioning at WBAI isn't working. We are at this point just kind of prioritizing where we need to put the Band-Aid first as far as with the money that needs to be raised. We're also reaching out to a lot of lapsed donors, KPFK, WPFW. I know I've done quite a few phone calls to lapsed donors. And I've reached out to donors as well, just asking if they can make an additional donation this month or if they can, earmark their donation to go to a specific need. The insurance is something that is brand new right now. As I said, we just found out about this a couple of days ago. We know that the money has been owed for quite some time. But when stations are paying their central services, the central service costs and what the purpose of that is so the national office can cover shortfalls in payroll. They can cover, they always have covered all the liability insurance and earthquake insurance, covered the election costs, covered the audit, covered the cost of accounting, getting our taxes done, paying any health benefits, need to pay in advance, so we've been covering those. So when there isn't central service payments that are coming in, it is just a trickle-down effect. So, as I said, we're looking to try to figure out the first cut would be with any of the consultants and then trying to negotiate with some of the groups to still continue to extend the amount of time that we owe them.
I understand. Oh, sorry, Richard. Yes.
Stephanie, I've been on the finance committee in the past, and I know that many of those stations bring in budgets at the beginning of the year that are just totally unrealistic, and there's no way they can meet those budgets. Is there any effort to go back and pare those budgets down to some kind of realistic operating funds?
Yeah, the budgeting process was a little bit of a surprise to me as well, in all honesty, when I came aboard. There's still some budgets with the stations that still have yet to be approved, and we're coming close to the end of the fiscal year. I know the National Finance Committee is working very hard to try to get those budgets viewed and approved and revised. And a lot of the budgets that are being submitted is not a balanced budget, and it's actually a deficit budget. So as we have looked at the National Finance Committee did change the formula for what central services are due, because the formula that a lot of the stations had been asked to pay for central services, it just isn't viable. One of the stations that's losing quite a bit of money is KPFK, because they have the highest amount of central services that need to be paid. So the national board did change that formula to, I believe it's 15%, and then those stations that are having a difficult time, bringing that down to 8%, and then that remaining 8% would be accrued. So it wouldn't be something that's just money that's transferred on paper.
What about people trying to spend more money than they're bringing in? They're just wasting money, and then we have to pay the bills. So what's being done to stop that from happening?
Well, a lot is increasing the revenue. The stations have really pared down extensively with a lot of the expenses. There are certain things we just can't avoid. The buildings that we don't own, we have rent that's due. There's tower rent. There's electric at the tower. I mean, I know just when Los Angeles alone, we have an electric bill for the building, and then we have a separate electric bill for the tower. We have fees that we need to pay to the U.S. Forest Service once a year in order to have the tower where it is. So there's a lot of, there's, you know, postage of sending out premiums and, you know, different insurance claimers. If anybody's having an event that's off-site, we need to get additional insurance riders in order to protect the liability of the volunteers that are participating in that. So there's a lot of expenses that have been pared down significantly. Where we're having a concern is the revenue. You know, we are a listener-supported community radio station, and we're just not pulling in those numbers of the listeners that we need for our programming. So I don't know if that's that our programming is not meeting the needs of the communities that we serve, or we're not doing adequate outreach. I think we need a very large marketing campaign and social media campaigns to build up our presence as to who we are and the historical significance of Pacifica and the importance of what we do in the community. KPFT has done an excellent job, personally, I think, in reaching out to the community with blood drives and food drives and food banks. And I believe you're doing a back-to-school backpack stuffing program soon, where you really are servicing the community. And I think that historically, it appears as if, and you know, that often Pacifica has asked the community for help and continually asked the community support to support us, when we're a nonprofit and we're here to support the community. And until we start doing that outreach and supporting the communities and realizing that we serve the communities and the communities aren't here to serve us, then we can kind of flip that mindset as to what Pacifica actually should be doing. And I do have to give a, you know, not just because I'm on the call for KPFT, but KPFT has really done an amazing job in becoming that hub that's servicing and providing services to the community and not constantly asking the community to help, you know, to serve us. So a lot of it, again, is focusing on that programming to make sure that we are reaching the community, increasing our listenership, and if it's, you know, getting the listeners involved and active and really want to support Pacifica if we're to remain a community-supported radio station. I know that there's, you know, some stations have PSAs that they're bringing in, underwriting that's coming in. And again, it's not like we're accepting money from, you know, any business. I know that we've turned down underwriting offers from corporations that don't have the same values or mission that, you know, and belief that Pacifica does. WBAI receives some, they're working with the city and the county for some PSAs, but yet they have turned down some of those PSAs from some government groups that maybe aren't in alignment with, again, the mission. So, excuse me, it is a matter of increasing, you know, improving our programming to be reflective of the community that we serve, and then being able to have the community proud enough to be able to support us financially.
Let me just ask, Teresa serves on the finance committee where you brought this vital information. And I understand that there have been, people are hoping that the board chair, that the PMB chair will convene an emergency meeting to address some of these issues. Teresa, do you have thoughts about what, the role of the PMB might be and how we can support you? You're muted.
I have a motion. I proposed something at the National Finance Committee, and it was decided not to bring it up in that it needed to be an open session, and the time passed, so it failed. However, I'm sending something right now. And Susan, can you possibly read it to people?
Hang on just a minute. Yeah, I'll get there. I've got two computers. And as I understand it, I mean, that was discussed in closed session. As I understand it, the motion wasn't actually addressed. The question of whether it should be in closed session or not, sort of stopped the conversation. Am I wrong about that?
That's right. That's correct.
So the motion the motion didn't get addressed. So are you sending that to everybody by email? I just got it. Okay, I will read it. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation, Inc. is in an extreme ongoing crisis and KPFT contributed $52,000 in August to cover shortfall in health insurance payments. Therefore, be it resolved that the KPFT Local Station Board calls upon the directors who represent KPFT on the Pacifica National Board to support PNB mandates for those Pacifica stations that are not currently self-sustaining to take those cost savings measures stipulated by the PNB, and that the PNB grant authority to the executive director to take all steps necessary to implement the PNB directives. Is that correct, Teresa?
Yes, that's my motion.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Richard. Teresa, would you like to motivate?
Well, first of all, it's time for us to really address the issue of shortfalls. Our executive director is spending a lot of time borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Obviously, we need to have a bundle, a discount for bundling for our insurance. And I'm asking that our PNB make some tough decisions, get creative, but take action now. Instead of just talking, make some firm commitments. And I'm asking that they give the executive director the authority to make those decisions. Because it's often very difficult for 21 people on our national board to make a decision that's fair for the five stations, eight units, if you count national office, and to the benefit of the whole foundation. So I'm hoping that our executive director can tell it like it is and get us pointed in the right direction. So that's what we're doing here.
Okay. Are there questions and comments? Ted, you're muted. Ted, you're muted. There you go.
I was just involved in some dialoguing with others, and the chat has been disabled. But along the way, I was advised to get involved or at least attend the meetings of the National Programming Committee. I looked at all of their future meetings and there are none. They met in June. They met in July.
Ted, I'm going to call you out of order as this is not germane to the topic we're on right now. I'm not saying what you were bringing up isn't important, but we will bring it up conversation with the directors about the PNB, not about this motion. Do you have comments on this motion?
Yes, I do. And it seems to me that, well, the intention of this motion is very good when the national committees that are supposed to be doing what this motion calls for are not meeting. And then it's stated that we should give the executive director carte blanche to move forward with programming. Well, part of the reason why we are not doing good things related to programming has to do with the fact that the national board and our members from Houston who are on it are not doing the work that they should be doing, which is to make sure that national programming committees operate. So I would
That's a point.
The motion is premature.
Let me be clear. the motion does not call for giving the ED responsibility over programming. It gives it her responsive, it's asking the PNB to give her responsibility over cost savings. Are there other questions or comments? Okay. Is there any?
I'd like to follow up with one last quick statement.
Sure. Go ahead.
If we were doing good work relative to programming, we would not have to have this motion about cost savings. It can be either we cut or we increase revenue. Better programming would probably result in more revenue.
And KPFT has demonstrated that. Adriana, you've got your hand up.
Yes, I want to know what does Stephanie, the executive director, think about this motion, and if she think that we need KPFT to tell, or to she need the help from us in KPFT to tell what the PNB should be doing, or she need all this help. What do you think about this specific motion? I want to know Stephanie's opinion.
Thank you, Adriana. Stephanie, can you address that? Did you hear what it was that Adriana said?
Yes. And I believe that every LSB, if they feel that there is a concern, or any committee feels that there is a concern that needs to be brought to the national board, it's their right to be able to make a motion and bring that to the national board. It's not my decision to tell an LSB what they can or cannot do, nor a committee what they can or cannot suggest. So if this is of concern to the LSB at this station or any station, and they want to bring that to the PNB, they have every right to do that.
No,
Cindy, you've
sorry,
got your hand up.
I wasn't clear.
Adriana. I'm sorry, Adriana.
Yes.
Your follow-up.
I wasn't clear. May I explain better? I was asking you, Stephanie, if you need, because if you feel the need of this, because part of this motion said that we need to grant you the authority to do that. You don't have the authority to do that? You feel that you need, is something missing in your authority to do this? Because the motion said very clearly that the PNB should grant you the ability to do that. Do you feel that you don't have that?
If it involves any sort of reduction in employees or staff, I do not have the authority to do that.
That is in your contract, right? Then it doesn't matter.
No.
Correct.
It's in your contract, doesn't matter what you say, what we say to you. Thank you.
Sandy.
I don't know about everybody else, but I'm concerned, and I think this is a good thing to present to the PNB. The PNB, like many of our bodies that govern Pacifica, have their disputes. They move slowly as a result, but we're at a point, folks, where we can't afford to move slowly.
Amen.
Things have to move very quickly. And with regard to that, those that question process, procedure, small things in the bylaws, slow these meetings down going forward, are making the job of saving Pacifica that much more difficult. So let's all try to work together and first off make this goal on the fund drive, contribute what we can to the elections campaign so that we can get that one checked off, and hopefully with remedies that do have some resounding effect and can and will, if implemented, save Pacifica, we'll buy the time to get there. But we got to work together to do it. We're on a very narrow path, just as KPFT was last year in July. No money in the bank, bills due. Pacifica now nationally is facing the same, exact same situation. It's born of principally two of our stations failing very bad. It's been gone over tonight, but it's essential we work together no matter what, your attitude is on where we're headed with the board or the bylaws or whatever else it is. This is immediate. This is present. And if we don't do it, we'll all get another hobby. Yay. I'm done. Thank you, Susan.
Okay, so there are two more hands up, and then I hope that after that we can go to the vote. Adriana. Adriana.
Yes, can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, we can.
I believe that this is the pinnacle of hypocrisy to disenfranchise members in the candidate and then call them asking for money to pay for a sham election. Can you imagine? Some of the members here, we are called after they were disenfranchised. They are being called to pay for this election, for this sham election. Do you think that that showed the hypocrisy there?
Thank you. Ted.
Thank you. I just heard a disparaging of the bylaws and the statement, we need all hands on deck. I think it's a little bit late to ask for all hands to be on deck when certain members of this body didn't know about the elections. They didn't know about the announcement of meetings. We've been told that this meeting was not properly announced, consistent with the bylaws. So yes, we do need all hands on deck. That means all of the members of this radio station. And when we don't reach out to our members and then they don't give, that is a natural reaction to a failure to follow the bylaws. And so now you have a few hands on deck, all of the candidates seem to come from one philosophical base in the upcoming election, and that is to leave everything up to management. Well, management.
Ted, can we go ahead to the vote on this? I hear what your comment is. You're responding to what Sandy's call for all hands on deck. Do you still object?
I thank you for asking me if we can go ahead with the votes. So I'd like to point out that when you weigh in and say how great our programming is, which you did a few minutes ago, you are violating the bylaws and the authority of the chair of this meeting. You are supposed to.
Excuse me, sir. That's bullshit.
Yourself.
Okay. I'll stop. We'll go ahead to the vote. So I understand that there was an objection. So, secretary, take the vote. If you're voting yes, you support Teresa's motion.
Thank you. Okay. Madam Chair, would you kindly repeat the motion? I had an interruption. I apologize.
Okay. Hold on a minute. So the motion is, whereas the Pacifica Foundation, Inc., is in an extreme ongoing crisis, and KPFT contributed $52,000 in August to cover shortfall in health insurance payments, therefore, be it resolved that the KPFT local station board calls upon the directors who represent KPFT on the Pacifica National Board to support PNB mandates for those Pacifica stations that are not currently self-sustaining to take those cost savings measures stipulated by the PNB, and that the PNB grant authority to the executive director to take all steps necessary to implement the PNB directives. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Yes. Casanave?
Present, no voting.
Present, no voting. Okay. Davis, you here? Davis. Faust?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner?
Why would I vote with the majority? No.
No. Wally James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Yes, please.
Yes. Sabara Naratomi? Nancy, you here?
Nancy votes no.
No.
It's not up in the bylaws. It says clearly the board.
Thank you. That's enough, order. Nancy. It's just the,
this is
it's
not
the
our,
vote.
Our job. This is
Nancy, it's the vote only. It is the vote only. You had the chance to speak before. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Scheidler.
Yes.
Yes. Bill Stone show up? He may have asked for an excused absence.
He said he wasn't sure he'd be able to attend. Right.
Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Says yes.
Yes. Weiskel?
No.
No. Williams?
Abstain.
Abstain. Willits? Young?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we got 11 yes. 3 no and 1 present not voting. And there, I think there was an abstain in there somewhere. Yes, there's abstain. 1 abstain, 1 present not voting.
Okay. Are there more? Thank you very much. The motion passes. Are there more questions for Stephanie?
Let me ask a question about that motion.
Go ahead.
How will that be delivered to the PNB?
Good question. I would hope, well, it's been passed by our LSV, so I will forward it to the board chair.
Thank you.
Okay, are there more questions for Stephanie?
And to the secretary, Madam Chair. And to the secretary of the PNB.
And to the secretary. Great, Nancy Sorden, great. Nancy, is that new, 1438?
Yes.
What's your question?
Yes, ED. There was a report by the chair of the KPFK LSB who had arranged for a loan, I think $2.5 million loan. And I wanted to know, is there any possibility of reviving that negotiation to get that loan at KPFK?
The report that was put out in that email, the loan was not actually what the conversation was that I had with multiple conversations that I had with that broker. It was not the actuality of it was that it was a $3 million short-term loan, 14%. The KPFK building was to be used as collateral and the loan was to be paid off within 2 years. The interest would have brought the loan up to $3.6 million, and it would have had to have been paid back immediately when the building was to be sold. So it was not a $3.5 million 30-year loan. It was, you know, as I said, $3 million short-term, 14%. Payable immediately upon the sale of the building, including the interest, and interest would have had to have been started to be paid off immediately. So even if we would have agreed to that, we could have used it to pay off the FJC loan at $2.7 million, which would have left us $300,000, which wouldn't even have covered the interest payments that would have been due on that loan. That's
okay,
where that
10.
Loan stands. It's still in that same one more. Still in that same email was a conversation with some other investors that I had met with, also with the general manager. Those investors were brought in without seeing any of our financials. They also did not know that the buildings, three of our buildings, have been used on collateral for two loans, And so when they came in, they did not know that we had already $4.7 million in loans that were double collateral, you know, that three of the buildings were used, are being used as collateral for both of those loans. So in the conversations that I had with those gentlemen after, and let them know during the meeting that we weren't just looking for a brand new loan, but that they would be third in, they had no interest at all in providing an additional loan with buildings that were already on two loans and that we were already $4.7 million with outstanding loans.
Okay, thank you. Ted, I'm sorry, I see Ted, then Richard, then Adriana.
Stephanie, what plans do you have to share the information you just shared with us, with listeners across the network, and have you asked Democracy Now time, airtime, to let their audience know?
Democracy Now, yeah, I mean, Democracy Now is on some of the stations already, and it does not raise money for us. And there was an agreement that a former executive director signed us, got us involved in with Democracy Now and NPR, and that we are currently paying for the distribution of Democracy Now to multiple stations that are not even part of our network. So we currently owe, like NPR, well over $70,000 for the distribution of a program to stations that aren't even part of the Pacifica network. So we are trying to negotiate with Democracy Now to get us out of that contract that a former executive director signed, because I don't understand why we are responsible for distributing a program to stations that aren't even ours.
Amen.
So, Adriana? Oh, I'm sorry. Richard, you're next, and then Adriana.
I want to thank Stephanie for coming tonight and explaining this stuff to us, and I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best, and you know, I'm glad they're trying to put some teeth in your mouth. I say that respectfully.
Thank you. I like that. I like that, though. I've never heard of that before. I like that.
That's a guy with no teeth. Okay, Adriana. Adriana, you had another question?
Yes, Stephanie. Thank you. This was, I'm asking you.
It's hard to hear you. Yes. It's hard to hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Stephanie, that was before my time in the PMB, and I worry about that a lot, because things are being said and then change and never came back to us in the LSBs. I remember when was all this selling of our building at KPFT, the old building, and buy the new one. I believe that what was said then, that we will loan big part of what we receive to the national, to Pacifica, to be sure that our building, the KPFT building, will not be collateral. You can shake your head all that you want, that will not be collateral anymore in the loan. What went wrong? Because I can tell you, I can point to you, you can go and listen to the LSP meetings where we were told that and didn't happen. What went wrong?
Stephanie can address that, but that deal happened before she was executive director and before I was on the national board. Maybe you were on the national board at the time. Stephanie,
no,
can you give us any background on that?
That happened last year. That happened when we sold the 419 and bought the new building. That is my question.
Yeah, I was not around for either the FJC loan nor the EIDL loan, so I wasn't there to determine what buildings are listed as collateral. And when the former, when the new building at KPFT was purchased, I'm fairly certain that is part of the collateral. I wasn't around when those loans were signed or the terms or anything like that.
May I say something?
I'm sorry, because
yes,
it's not my question.
Yeah, just a minute, Adriana. Teresa, go ahead.
I believe that our corporate counsel was involved in that negotiation, and they had us over a barrel. I mean, I think our contract said if we sell a building, and you buy a new building, it's still collateral. The new building was collateral. So that, I mean, I would love for us to not have had to collateralize our new building, but that didn't work.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Ted, you had another question?
Because I cannot explain. I couldn't explain what I'm trying to ask. May I?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. The question have nothing to do with the original loans, with the IDL or the original JFC. What had to do is when the building in 419 was sold, we bought a new building, and a big portion was going. Can you turn on the mic? I mean, somebody's talking on top.
Please go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate your signaling. The point is, we were told that a big part of our money, the money for this, the selling of the 419 lot, was going to pay the part that KPFT in the original FJC loan was
okay. Adriana, we just lost you, and this is a matter of fact. This is a matter of fact, and so we can ask the general counsel what the current. Adriana, you have been answered. Next, Ted.
I was not.
I'm sorry, Adriana.
Yeah, well,
Ted.
I mean, the only thing I can add is I wasn't around when your original building was sold. So how the assets were used, or how the revenue was used from the sale of that building, is well before my time.
Point of order. Point of information.
Yes, Sandy.
Adriana, I can give you the 2-minute summary. The building sold for $1.2 million. It was collateralized against the loan for FJC. So when that sale went through, that was FJC's money, not Pacifica's. That amount that was received, $1.2 million, was still less than the outstanding balance of the loan, which I believe at the time was around 2.4, 2.5. Anyway, FJC took $350,000 toward the loan and then set aside the balance less any realtor fees, which were $72,000, for KPFT. Those went into escrow with Arthur Schwartz's law firm, and we've depleted all but $2,500 that are in escrow, and we intend to use that for our air conditioner project for HD1. So yes, FJC recovered some money against the loan, but did set aside sufficient funds for KPFT for Pacifica to purchase the property we're in at 4504 Caroline and build studios. Those studios in that building are now collateral against that still outstanding sum owed to FJC. So nothing changed. Nothing changed in terms of the position of collateral.
Thank you, Sandy. Ted, so Adriana, you've been answered. Ted, what's your question?
What plans, Stephanie, do you have to share this information, the information you've just shared with us, with listeners?
Well, a lot of information was shared. If there is any time that anybody wants me to come on and make a report to the listeners on their station, I am open to do that. So it's whenever I'm invited or I can be fit into a schedule. I can't demand that I get put on the air because I can't force a program to go off of the air or be preempted for me to speak, because that would be involved with programming. So anytime I'm invited, I show up. I've done listener reports for your station. I believe I've been on the air with Sandy 2 times, possibly 3, and also with WPFW at least 3 or 4 times. Also at KPFK at least 3 times as well.
Thank you.
Hey, Sandy, is that a legacy hand?
No, I just wanted to say that Stephanie, you're invited anytime. And the next time we tee up a IGM report, which I was hoping to do this week, but it did no time to do that right now. You would be invited. So the door is always open. Thank you.
Teresa.
I'd also like to remind Ted that if any listeners want to listen to this on KPFTX, they can hear this report. It's going to be archived.
That's right.
Okay. Nancy, did you have one more thing to ask Stephanie?
There is a communications motion passed by the PNB in 2021, and the CFO and the ED to have a national town hall and answer questions. That you don't need permission from any manager. This needs to be done. Has not been done yet, neither last year nor this year.
Okay, thank you very much. I would suggest we let Stephanie go. And I'd like to ask, Teresa, did you have another question?
No, I'm sorry. Legacy hand.
Okay. So I'd like to ask right now, Stephanie, thank you very much. Go home and enjoy your fur balls and have some chocolate or something. And do we have people on this call who are members of the public who haven't had the chance to speak and would like to? Please put your hand up. I don't see any at this time. If you wish to at some future time, that's fine. The next part of the agenda is Pacifica National Board reports.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I was making a report on elections, and I wanted to say one other thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure, please go ahead.
National Board passed a motion that in order to support the elections, and many of us here have made a point that these elections were important to us. And I tried when I was interim chair of the elections last year to do fundraiser, but the committee, the majority of the committee decided to postpone the elections to this year, and therefore they did not raise money. But we have voted to raise $11,000 to help pay for these elections. And each LSB is asked to give at least $2,000. And I encourage every member of this LSB to support this, especially if you thought that elections were important for us to do our governance here at KPFT. You can go to pacifica.org. There's a donate button. Press the donate button and you should see a little X saying instructions. Press on that and you can say elections, KPFT, and that money will be applied. Susan, I wish you could mention the people who've already given. I do want to reiterate those people who understand the importance of being board members will understand the importance of give or get. Be prepared to give money when this foundation needs money and the station needs money, or encourage or solicit the money from someone else. Many times I don't have a lot of money, but all my friends know that I'd like them to be members. And oftentimes you won't get the money unless you ask. So if you can't give money to this election, I encourage you to ask someone else. And several of the candidates have donated money, which is very, very nice. So please, everyone, at least 100% commitment from this board to support the elections. Thank you.
I don't have a good list because people have donated in different places. I will follow up with the board. We already KPFT has raised more money than any of the other stations have. We don't have 100% participation, but we hope to achieve that. Adriana, you have your hand up.
Yes, Madam Chair, it's the same thing that I said before. Three members of this board were disenfranchised. were illegitimate, take it off as candidates with a bunch of, I cannot say exactly how, but I was lucky. I was lucky that I can prove.
Miss Adriana, do not mention that you're a candidate or you may have a fair campaign violation. Okay.
Madam Chair, I'm not mentioning name. I'm saying that three members of this board are disenfranchised and cannot run for re-election. But they still asking them to put money in an election that is a sham. That I'm still repeating the same thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it and being clear.
And I hope that somebody's doing something. If not, you know how this thing.
Okay. Thank you. Other PNB reports. Teresa, I know you're on elections. You're on finance. We've obviously spent a lot of time on that. Adriana, reports.
Yes, Madam Chair. My report, you know, I was not popular. Obviously, nobody bought me in any committee. The only thing that I can do is get into the committees and listen to the committees. That's the only thing that I can do. And the second thing, I'm still not receiving any of the information that I'm entitled to as PNB member. I want to repeat that because people are saying otherwise, and I can prove it. I didn't receive any of the information that I asked for. That's it.
Yeah, I understand that, and I know there are lots of records problems. I'm not trying to downplay it. Okay, Mary Ann.
I have a report.
Yes, thank you, Mary Ann.
Thank you, Susan. I sit on the governance committee. And we met on June the 29th. We officially elected Beth Van Gooden as our permanent chair. And we had discussions about, well, the non-disclosure agreements. It's very important that everyone on that committee provide those. And so we had discussions about that, making sure everyone knew how to go about turning one in, because there seems to be a lot of confusion. But because of the fact that we deal with a lot of confidential issues, it's very important that everyone turn in a non-disclosure agreement. And, so that's one of the things we went over with in great detail. Then the other thing we discussed was the bylaws. And what we decided to do as a committee was to review our bylaws. So we're going to be divvying them up and going through them one by one to make sure that they're all in compliance with California state law, because apparently it's been a while since they've been looked at. And then also the fact that some of the things that are going on, and I can't get into any detail, but there are some things that may be going on that are in violation of the bylaws. So we are going to be looking at them very closely, discussing them, and then requesting revisions for those things that are outdated. So we had a long discussion about that. And basically that was it. We'll be meeting again on July the 27th.
I know a lot of hard work is being done. Any questions for the PNB members? Okay, Niecy, you're up,
yes,
girlfriend.
I have a question.
Sorry, go ahead.
Marianne said the next meeting will be July 27th. She meant August. Marianne?
Marianne, August 27th? We'll get her to come back on, but I'm sure you're right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I said. I meant to say we met on July the 26th, and then the next meeting will be in August. Apologize for that. I'm a month behind here.
Okay. I do that all the time. Okay, Niecy. The town hall, I sent out your excellent outline. Would you mind giving us an update? And I know that you have asked people if they want to send you ideas, you've given them your email.
Okay. So, just to reiterate what was sent out today. Hold on. Cause I see you can't see me.
We can see you.
I can see you.
Okay. So to reiterate what was sent out today, basically the town hall meeting is set for either October the 7th or October the 28th. And I've changed it from 10 a.m. to 12 to 10 a.m. to 1. The reason why I did that, we have LSB meetings for 3 hours, so we might as well have a town hall meeting for 3 hours. That's the rationale for that. I also said, we had the discussion about having it at the Blue Triangle. That's still a go. That has been confirmed. However, your people want to break in two things. So somebody has vandalized the Blue Triangles, brand new air conditioning system to the tune of $30,000. So let's just hope that it's fixed before October. Anyway, if there are any other places that people may recommend, please let me know about them for backup information. Remember my idea of a place to meet physically. Yes, we're going to do it virtually and physically. But physically, I always say things should be in the center of Houston. Therefore, wherever part of this city you live in, we all have, except for the people who live in the center of Houston, we all have the same driving area to get to wherever. That's just always been my thing about when we have things in Houston, because people live everywhere. Okay. What else? I laid out a tentative agenda because I do think that this time around, that with the town hall meeting, when people come in, they need to have an agenda. They need to know what area they want to talk on. And so far, if you read what was sent out, it said a current station operations, current programming, how to get a program on air, member concerns, member suggestions, and monthly LSB protocols and addressing the board. And that was pretty much it. And like I said, if you have anything, of course, I don't want to just do this by myself. If you want to work on it with me, I'm all for that. And I do want your suggestions about how to do this, because this is just not my town hall meeting. This is everybody's town hall meeting. So with that, that's my report. Any questions?
I have a question.
Okay, yes. Richard and then Ted.
Nisi, that's over there across the street from that HCC campus. Is there? At McGowan? Is that one?
It's on McGowan, closer to Scott Street. It's closer to U of H than HCC.
It's right across the street from HCC. Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to help you on that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes, Ted and then Teresa. Ted, you're muted, Ted. We can't hear you.
I too would like to help you on this. I am wondering why we haven't nailed down a date. I also want to remind you that you very clearly said at the end of your report last month that 100% of this meeting would be devoted to listeners' wants, needs, and concerns consistent with the bylaws. I wonder why you are now saying something different.
I didn't say anything that was different, Ted. I guess you didn't hear me. I said I had an agenda, so people won't be all over the place. I didn't say okay. Nothing about what we had to say. The agenda is for the public. The agenda is not for us. It is to help guide them where they want to, so that they'll know where to speak in whatever area they want to speak in. Now, what did you hear differently?
I think you are saying again that you're constraining people and they're not going to be able to say what they want to say related to wants, needs, and concerns. They're going to have to focus in on a particular area of KPFT.
So your recommendation might be all have something like an all other category. You've raised your comment, Ted. Teresa.
Wait, I would like to know when there will be a meeting or how Richard and I and others who might step up will find out about this meeting. Excuse me?
I'm going to contact you.
So I suggest you send to her email to confirm your interest and she will contact you.
Too. I'll send it in the next couple of days. I'm not going to say I'm going to do it tomorrow because I have other things to do. But I will get in contact with you just like you can get in contact with me. What's a good date to have a meeting? Do not tell me no Saturday and Sunday. I'm not going to meet on Saturday and Sunday. Sorry.
Okie dokie. Teresa.
Nisi, this is something I wanted to say at the last meeting. I tried to say and I've been wanting to convey to you. I like your list of topics. I think that it's much better for people to come to the mic and say, we want to talk about this rather than somebody say, well, you need to cut down the tree in the front yard. Well, I can't hear it up in Huntsville. Or, I mean, I think focusing on one topic at a time. So people that come up to the mic and say, we're all going to talk about this topic for 10 minutes and then we're going to go to the next topic. To me, that makes sense. And I think it's a much better way for people to kind of focus their concerns. So thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. I think we've got Nancy. Have you got your hand up? Nancy, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, KPFT LSB voted several years ago that town hall meetings should be on the air. And at the last year, we had a May town hall, and the interim general manager said, the wiring is not ready yet at the new station, so we did not have the town hall on the air. But now that the wiring should be finished, and this will be a wonderful time to do a in-person and virtual and on the air. And I would like Vanicia Williams to know I very much appreciate her taking charge of this very important town hall, which will be on the air.
Thank you, Nancy.
And hopefully she will reconsider, because all town halls in Pacifica are done on weekends because people can.
No, the town hall is on a weekend. I said our meeting, not the town hall.
Oh, the town hall will be on the weekend.
Yeah, the town hall is going to be on
working group meeting.
Hear two people at the same time.
Oh, okay. The town hall meeting is on a Saturday.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
And the meeting for us to brainstorm is during the week.
Yes, ma'am. And okay. I do remember we had an unusual meeting of our KPFT LSB, and it was provided by the United Way, and it was a really nice place and lots of restroom toilets. I remember.
Yeah, United Way is a nice place.
They gave it to us free, but I don't know.
Thank you for bringing that up. And it is in the middle of town.
Yes.
Great idea. Okay.
Thank you.
Nisi, anything more?
It was something I was getting ready to say when Nancy started talking. But if I forgot it, it just slipped out of my mind. I'll just email it to everybody when I remember what it was. But I was getting ready to say,
You're too young.
I was literally getting ready to say it and it went like that. So, but thank you for you guys' help. I don't like doing things by myself, but I also don't like, y'all know me well, I don't like controversy. So, hey. And I agree, it should be on air. Sandy, you sitting there. Can you hear me? Is that a possibility?
I told you, we're doing remote, so this is about as remote as I think it gets now.
Okay.
Just how we handle this, you know, if it's on a Saturday, gee, there's some good programming, but we always have HD2 and.
Okay. So your
we can do this, Neeson.
Is to tell me which Saturday is the best Saturday to interrupt your programming from 10 to 1. Okay.
Okie dokie. I see some more hands. I see Richard's hand.
You know, I think if we could get some of it on air, that would be nice, I think, but it doesn't have to be the whole 3 hours. You know, we can cut it down and condense it some way. You know, 3 hours out of a Saturday is quite a stab.
So that's something that the brainstorming group can talk about. I see hands. Are they Legacy? Teresa, your hand, is it Legacy?
Legacy.
Okay. And I think Ted's is too. So moving on to the next subject, which is, the committee reports, committee of inclusion convener, Adriana.
Yes, we have our, last meeting. We have in the last minute. We have two members that have problems and they help them. We didn't have quorum. I'm very sorry, but you know, these things happen, but we keep working. What we need is found another way that the members can be, and will be this month. Okay. We will have
okay, great.
This month. We keep working. Thank you.
Excellent. Okie dokie. Finance, Mac.
The Finance Committee has not met since the last meeting in, I think it was July. We have scheduled, it is on kpftx.org for everyone's benefit. It's an early quarterly meeting, the end of September. So as not to interfere with the October fund drive. Get you some kpftx.org and keep up.
Fabulous. Any questions for Mac? Okay, next one, governance. Richard, would you, Chair Pro Tem, would you just report? I think we put on a hiatus.
He's on hiatus.
Okay. MSRC, Management Selection Review. I am the chair. We had a very heavily contested election, which I think of that as being an important good sign. I was elected chair. Jane is elected secretary. We had a discussion about such things as confidentiality. We had a very good, very good, I think, conversation about that. Stephanie joined us and gave us background about the transition from the immediate past general manager to the current IGM and gave us information about what the GM evaluations look like around the system. We are meeting again on August 16th at 6 p.m. And the request that was made by members of the committee was that everybody send forward ideas about what a GM evaluation might entail. So we will be having a brainstorming session on August 16th is what I understand. Adriana, you've got your hand up.
Yes, I'm sorry I wasn't that fast enough. I have a question about governance.
Oh, okay. Sorry, go back. Richard, yes. You ready to answer a question about governance? I've lost you. Where are you?
Okay.
There he is.
I don't see him there. Okay,
yeah,
that's
amazing.
But, you know, we just heard about the important work that the governance committee at the PMB level have to do. How could that be that we can be in a hiatus and not have a governance committee working at KPFT? We don't have the same problems that, you know, that's how governance is supposed to be working. Why will we be in a hiatus when everybody thinks that is one of the most important committees, and we need to talk about even bylaws if we think that the bylaw need to be changed? That is the perfect place that we can discuss ideas about that. I don't understand. That's why, but Richard is not here to answer, but well, I hope that he came back at some point and have an answer.
Outreach and development. Teresa and Captain Tom.
Thank you for your patience. I wanted you to be aware of the committee is asking every one of the LSB members to please go and become a friend of KPFT, go on the Facebook page and encourage somebody, put something on the Facebook page. Say, hey, I want you to listen to Wally's show tomorrow night. It's going to be really good. You'll hear Tom Hartman, and he's talking about his book. And there's going to be a premium. What else? Did Sandy say something about the backpacks? Sandy, did you want to say anything about the backpacks?
Yes, thank you for giving me that opportunity. This fund drive, for every $1,000 raised, we're going to donate one backpack to the Head Start program in the 5th Ward, Harris County. Head Start program, I believe it's for kindergarten or first grade. I've got to go back and look, but it's for the younger kids. And these will be complete, and they will be compliant with what the teacher there is asking for. I want to thank Marlo Blue for communicating with the Harris County Head Start program, with the school, with actually the teacher and the principal there, and getting this all lined out. So this is all going to be part of what we're raising money for come tomorrow and for the 14 days following. Thank you, Teresa.
Also wanted to say that we had a great kind of brainstorming session on how you can start conversations with people about KPFT. People were talking about their bumper stickers and wearing your T-shirts. You know, even if it's working in the yard, you never can tell when you might meet somebody and they'll say, oh, I'm a member of KPFT too, or hey, what is that? And start a conversation. Anyway, and we are encouraging Sandy to come up with more creative, or Howard or whomever, to come up with more creative promos for vehicle donations. We could earn a lot of money if somebody had an RV that they wanted to donate to the station. I mean, those things cost $200,000 new. And you might know someone who has an all-terrain vehicle in their garage, a boat that's on a trailer, and we get the money from the auction, and that's a really nice gift. It was mentioned that a lot of people that wouldn't even think of giving $100, they might have a car that's sitting on blocks or a car that they don't want and would give it to the station just because we'll come and pick it up. So think about that. You might have a neighbor that has a vehicle that they'd like to donate. We'll take motorcycles, all-terrain vehicles, jet skis, recreational vehicles, cars, and trucks. So please give us some thought and talk to people about it, because We have not raised very much this past year, and we can really raise a lot of money through this vehicle program. Thank you.
Okay, Grants Task Force. We've got Henry Faust on. Are you there? Can you?
Yeah, I'm still here, Susan.
Great. Thank you for sticking with it.
You are most welcome. So I've got a couple of letter intents. I'll need to meet with Robin this week, and we'll talk about those letters of intent. And maybe they'll lead to possible. That's all I have to report.
Okie dokie. Fundraising. I think that NECI is, for one thing, pouring all of her efforts into the town hall now, and the 53x53 has been suspended for a minute in order to be able to do the regular fund drive. So I assume that we don't have another report on the fundraising task force. And Sister Mama Sonia is not with us this evening. And I think we would need her for any report about the DEI task force. Unfinished business.
None.
New business?
None.
Okay. Next meeting, September 10th, 2023. And let me just say that by adopting the agenda, we ratify the date for the next meeting. And the meetings are noticed are all on KPFTX and are noticed for the year as a whole. Sandy, did you have your hand up for something?
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight and for you running such an efficient meeting. And also don't forget that the stroke of midnight, the summer sizzle begins. Tell your friends, there'll be tickets, there'll be t-shirts, there'll be all the goodies that you want to grab. But please, let's all work together and spread the word. Facebook's wonderful. You're right, Teresa. Like it, share it, please. Post it. And let's get to that goal and maybe beyond so we can take care of some age payables as they pop up across the network. Thank you very much.
I have two hands up. I had Richard
One other thing. August 28th, I think it's August 28th, Monday, August 28th, we're premiering a new environmental show on Mondays at noon. We've got one there now. This one will be hosted by Professor Twardowski from Rice University. The show comes fully underwritten by Rice University, all $5,000 for the year for the one-hour program. And we're really looking forward to this program, just as a heads up. Yeah. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So I had two hands up. One was Richard, and then the next one was was Nancy. Richard?
I was just going to ask Sandy, how long is that? Does that run? How long does that fundraiser run?
Robin said 14 days. Everybody gets 14. Two turns. We may have to extend one weekend. We'll see. If it goes well, hopefully we'll knock it out of the park and end it early.
All right.
Nancy.
Yes, IGM. You know, we have like 3,090 members of KPFT, last reported, I think, about a month ago. Anyway, I don't know what the exact number is. Wouldn't it be nice if, consider to ask the programmers to say, every KPFT member, please consider to get another member, recruit another member. Then we'd have 6,180 members.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's all. Thank you.
Hey, Nisi?
How much are we supposed to
Nisi and then Max?
How much are we trying to raise?
In total, $75,000. As I just looked before the meeting, we had raised $12,500 toward that goal.
So $75,000.
In total, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, it would be even good to go over the top. Again, we just gave $52,000 to Central Services. And Stephanie explained to you that there are immediate bills such as payroll. And the more we can make, we can have a few more minutes, hours, days of a bridge to a solution. And the solutions exist. Thank you.
None. Nancy, is that all?
Oh, that's it.
Okay, Mac? You're muted, Mac.
You think I'd be used to this by now? Move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any objection? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Teresa.